Tortoise. Hello, I'm Claudia, and this is The Sensemaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world. Today, what we learnt at the first week of Donald Trump's criminal trial in New York. That's after a short break.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Today, political history and legal history is being made as a jury is selected in the first criminal trial of a former president of the United States. This is the first time this has ever happened. And making this even more unprecedented, Donald Trump is a former president who is also currently running, of course, to return to the White House for a second term.
Last week, a jury in Manhattan began hearing a criminal case against Donald Trump. The former president is accused of falsifying his business accounts to cover up payments made to his lawyer, Michael Cohen, who forked out hush money to Stephanie Clifford, better known as the adult film actress Stormy Daniels. Back in 2016, she claimed she'd had an affair with Donald Trump and was trying to sell her story. This was just days after a previously unseen tape of the presidential candidate had become big news.
In the off-camera conversation, Mr. Trump was heard bragging about his ability to grope women because he's, quote, a star.
It's alleged that his campaign was terrified that an affair with a porn star would alienate voters, and so they bought Stormy Daniels off. But now, the Manhattan district attorney is ratcheting up the pressure, claiming this is a case of election interference. If the jury agrees, then jail could follow.
This is a trial that should have never happened. This is a case that should have never been filed. And it was really an incredible day. Open your eyes. And we can't let this continue to happen to our country.
So far, Donald Trump has sat through evidence from his old friend David Pecker, who was the CEO of American Media, the company that publishes a gossip-based tabloid called the National Enquirer. He has a long history with the former president. He published Trump Style, a glossy magazine distributed through Trump's properties, and backed his bid for president.
Pecker revealed he was present at Trump's 2015 campaign announcement at Trump Tower and said former Trump attorney Michael Cohen told him he should be there. 2 months later, the three men then had a meeting. That's when prosecutors alleged the election scheme was hatched.
In 2018, prosecutors investigating hush money payments subpoenaed David Pecker over his support for the Trump campaign. Offered witness immunity, he agreed to give evidence. And that was all bad news for Donald Trump. David Pecker told that court how, in the run-up to the 2016 election, Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen, would phone the National Enquirer asking for it to publish negative articles about his political opponents. But the real story came when David Pecker explained how he ran a catch-and-kill scheme to buy and suppress scandalous stories that would reflect badly on Donald Trump.
A plan that Pecker also says involved paying people off so they couldn't go public, like the $30,000 he gave a doorman who was shopping a false story about Mr. Trump fathering his housekeeper's baby.
Another deal included paying $150,000 to former Playboy model Karen McDougal to bury her tale of an affair with the former president. To hide these payments and avoid violating campaign laws, David Pecker structured the deal with Karen McDougal as a contract for contributions to the National Enquirer, guaranteeing her two magazine covers and a fitness column. David Pecker said, quote, "We didn't want the story to embarrass Mr. Trump or embarrass or hurt the campaign." This is the nub of the prosecution's case. Spending money to influence an election at a candidate's request is unlawful under US election rules. David Pecker admitted he knew this, that he'd consulted lawyers who told him it was illegal, and that he regularly spoke to Michael Cohen and, on occasion, Donald Trump about his deals. Prosecutors asked David Pecker whether Donald Trump was concerned about his wife or family finding out about his alleged affairs when he was campaigning for office. David Pecker said no, suggesting Donald Trump's worries were electoral, not personal. For the prosecution, this proved conspiracy, and in a blow to Donald Trump, the judge agreed. We'll have more after the break.
Hello, I'm Alexi Mostras, host of Who Trolled Amber, the podcast that investigates whether there was an organised trolling campaign against Amber Heard. I'm excited to announce that on Wednesday, the 12th of June, I'll be hosting a live event to discuss Who Trolled Amber with Jen Robinson, Amber Heard's lawyer, and Gina Neff from the Minderoo Centre for Technology and Democracy. It's a great chance to hear insights into the world of celebrity PR, online disinformation, and its effect on all our lives. You can book your place at tortoisemedia.com/book.
By the time Stormy Daniels started selling her story for $200,000, David Pecker said he'd had enough. He refused to pay for a third catch-and-kill operation.
Pecker said, "I'm not a bank." Cohen hemmed and hawed, he said, but finally, Pecker advised him, "You better buy this up, because if you don't and it gets out, the boss," meaning Trump, "would be angry."
He suggested that Michael Cohen, Trump's lawyer, pay Stormy Daniels himself. The prosecution is planning to show, with the help of Michael Cohen when he takes the stand, that Donald Trump reimbursed his lawyer, that he did so to ensure he won the election. And when you put those two things together, this is an unlawful attempt to influence that election. It's a bit of a stretch, but Donald Trump's lead lawyer, Todd Blanche, gave the prosecution a helping hand on day one. In his opening remarks, he said, quote, "I have a spoiler alert. There's nothing wrong with trying to influence an election. It's called democracy." This week, the prosecution is expected to put Stormy Daniels on the stand. And on Friday, the judge will rule on whether Trump has broken the court's gag order, banning him from insulting witnesses and jurors on social media. Thank you for listening to The Sensemaker from Tortoise. This episode was written by Stephen Armstrong and mixed by Imi Harper. Tortoise.
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out for a chance to win the French Open title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV, live in HD. Don't miss a moment with daily live coverage and match replays on demand, beginning Monday, May 20th. Be there for all the unforgettable moments. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus.
Hello, I'm Alexi Mostras, host of Who Trolled Amber, the podcast that investigates whether there was an organised trolling campaign against Amber Heard. I'm excited to announce that on Wednesday, the 12th of June, I'll be hosting a live event to discuss Who Trolled Amber with Jen Robinson, Amber Heard's lawyer, and Gina Neff from the Minderoo Centre for Technology and Democracy. It's a great chance to hear insights into the world of celebrity PR, online disinformation, and its effect on all our lives. You can book your place at tortoisemedia.com/book.